A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
For Cellini Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Can't beat a good stand-up bass. Said no one on this program ever. Today's International Jazz Day. What's your favorite jazz song? Is the X-Platform question of the day.
I told you, I almost ripped a heater with the former Speaker of the House, and I was at an event with a stand-up bass, and I was trying to think of how many times I've been at an event with a stand-up bass. I think it's three. Three different times. I'm 61 years old, so every 20 years or so, I actually go to an event where I go, look at that. That's so classy. There's like shrimp. There's a lot of great seafood. That's what I've noticed about all three of those. All three times that I've been in an event with a stand-up bass, the seafood was
there's a connection there. It's like
you're this was a Frenchie request, by the way, actually.
It's like you're on the Titanic. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford. At Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer, you'll discover great prices, flexible finance options, our top trade-in values, and even mobile service. Speaking of Frenchie,
he's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Jeff, good Tuesday afternoon. No traveling this week, huh? Got the week off?
I do. I'm actually cleaning out the garage today, getting rid of a lot of crap.
Yeah, you have to do that when you're home.
Do you have old equipment? Like, do you have anything? Because we do a drive. I'm not even kidding about this. Like, are you talking about you're just cleaning out crap? Are you cleaning out stuff that...
Not good crap. Okay. Not crap you'd want.
Yeah, just not going
to insult anybody with this junk.
This is just junk. Yeah, you don't want this stuff.
All right. Before we get started, never asked you this. I'm not talking about at a charity event where you might have actually bought something at an auction. Have you ever bought anything that you had to hide from your wife, or you had to sneak in the house a little bit, or have you really done something that you go, well, she's not going to be happy with this one?
You know, there was one time we were at Glavin's charity, and there was a Dale Earnhardt signed jersey, and nothing again. I mean, I like NASCAR. I'm a Dale Earnhardt fan, but no one was really bidding, right? And so it kind of was like you had one or two people, and so I actually kind of like $6,000, you know, and figured it would get it going. Well, who do you think won the thing?
Oh, no.
Nobody raised a hand.
Oh, no. Was Katie there, actually, to witness his life?
Yeah, she was there. She was like, you don't, you know what.
Yeah.
And we end up right now, if you come down to my basement, man, there's Dale Earnhardt. So I'm putting that thing up.
Yeah, you might as well. Get your money's
going
worth.
Up.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. We have a lot to cover here. First of all, I texted you over the weekend. I was busy as we were leaving the game at the same time the other night, yelling at my kids when you said hello. So if I was a little bit short with you, that was why. I was disciplining a 15-year-old.
Well, I could see between your two in the car and my four just hyped up on cotton candy and who knows what else. You know, your car ride was probably a lot like ours on the way home.
Yeah, it was different, that's for sure. Now, I wanted to address what Buck Ballou said this morning. You guys were at the David Pollock charity golf event yesterday?
We were. And I have to say, I hit into Buck one time. There's no doubt about it. And as I told him, I didn't know my own strength, you know?
Well, take a listen to what Buck had to say about it this morning.
The third time that happened, I went and laid down by the ball, and I had my group come surround me. So when they turned the corner in their golf carts, the first thing they saw was me laying on the ground and the team surrounding me.
So we got you good on that one, huh? You thought you nailed them.
Well, I hit close to him on one hole, and then there was a dog leg left. And so my group kind of hit out there, and I don't hit the ball that high, but I teed up high, and I was like, what the heck, I'll take a chance. And I mean, I hit a beautiful draw. And we turned the corner up there, and the ball was right next to the green, and Buck was laying on the ground rolling over.
Buck, quite the prankster.
It was good, and that's what I actually, the first thing that came to my mind is like, crap, I'm going to have to host his show now for the next 2 weeks. Well, he
and,
gets better.
And lawyer up, because Buck is litigious.
Yeah, but that's a good point, too.
Very
Buck
litigious.
Very litigious.
Yes, sir.
So you got that going on, and speaking of hosting shows, your Pure Athlete podcast, you're going to have a lot of big names on coming up on May the 20th, including Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins, correct?
We are. We're doing a North Point Church on the Monday, the May 20th, and Kirk's going to come out and possibly one or two other guests, but it's going to be a great time. And honestly, guys, I know we've talked about this on the show before. It's been really cool just over now the last 18 months to get, you know, emails or text messages or people say, hey, I saw this episode and it really helped. And at the end of the day, you know, that's what we're trying to do is just give parents an outlet to go, you know, we talk about all the time, both your kids between basketball, soccer, travel. I mean, it can get out of hand. And I think, you know, finding a healthy way to navigate that. And I think Kirk will be obviously, you know, we had Matt Olson and we were able to do it now to be able to have him. It will be awesome.
Can I ask, how do you get Kirk Cousins? Was there a relationship or was this one where once it was explained to him what it is you guys do, he wanted to do it?
Well, I met Kirk about 5-6 years ago at a wedding, and we had kind of mutual friends. So we exchanged numbers and kind of had talked about playing golf or so. But, you know, we had kids, got busy. He's doing all this thing. And when he signed here, he actually sent me a message because I kind of showed him around up here where I live in this area and stuff one day. So we kind of developed a relationship. And he had obviously heard about our podcast, you know, with Matt Ryan coming on and some of these other guys. So you know, I just kind of asked him and it was a good time of year for him before everything gets going. And, you know, again, like you said, the way he handles himself, the way he plays himself, I mean, I don't think you can get much better guy to come on and talk about that for kids.
So this is a little bit like a town hall. People are going to have an opportunity to watch you guys do this live, correct?
We are. Yeah, they are. And that was a great thing. We had Matt Olson. I mean, and then towards the end, we opened up for some kind of question and answers. I think it's just a good way to, you know, Kirk's got an interesting story. You know, he had a few injuries too along the way and doubters. And so I think he's the perfect guy to be able to kind of touch on this.
So Pure Athlete is the podcast with Jeff Francoeur. Kirk Cousins will be a part of it. North Point Community Church, you can be a part of it as well in Alpharetta. May the 20th, that's a Monday from 6:30 to 8:15. You can get more information and get tickets, more importantly, at pureathlete.com. Did you stay up late last night watching the Braves?
You know what's funny is I fell asleep in about the seventh inning, but I mean, I obviously there was nothing. I mean, you talk about a pitcher's duel. You know, I had to go back at the first five innings took an hour, but I mean, it was a heck of a ball game, man. I mean, that's, you know, when you play the Mariners, you remember when we were up there 2 years ago, man, we had a crazy series with them up there where home runs were going back and forth. And look, they might have from top to bottom the best pitching staff in the American League as far as consistency, amount of arms. So let me tell you, man, you knew it was going to be tough. And when you fly 5.5 hours across the country, man, I know a lot of people don't understand it, but your body that first day, I mean, those guys yesterday, I'm telling you what they're feeling and what they're thinking. It's a tough grind that first day in.
They're winning now too, because their pitching has been so good, but there's a lot of no names up there. They've got sort of a Ronald problem with their 23-year-old who has one home run. And again, they're still winning baseball games because they're throwing so well. Jeff, if I told you their staff was a 5-1, basically a 5-1 strikeout to walk staff for a month, that'll tell you you're going to be in a bunch of ball games.
It does. And look, they, even when they went to the playoffs 2 years ago, I happened to do their thing. It wasn't like they were built on offense, no. Right? Like they're built on pitching and opportune for the long ball. They have that ability. And I do agree, though, you know, it's interesting, you know, Julio Rodriguez, you know, at least in Ronald's case, you know, he's had many more years to kind of back it up, obviously, and won the MVP last year. But Rodriguez coming down a little bit of a down year last year. So it will be interesting to see as the year goes on kind of how that unfolds for him.
What are you seeing from Ronald Acuna as in what adjustments does he need to make?
You know what's funny, man, is you can break down a lot of different ways, right? You can look at it, you can dissect it 100 different ways. But for me, it pretty much comes down to what I'm seeing is he just laid on the fastball. And that, you know, you're going to go through times like that, you know, throughout a year. But usually it just doesn't last this long with Ronald as far as being late on that pitch. So, I just think he's got to be able to get on that, get on time. And when he does, the rest of that kind of stuff takes off, you know. And Olson and Riley, if you remember last year, they kind of did the same thing and got going. So I'm never worried about those guys, honestly, and even Ronald, because, look, they show me every year that they're going to put up great numbers, and it's just a slower start. I think, if anything, I look at it the other way. I'm just super excited in the fact that look at our record, and we our 1-3-4 really haven't got going, so, doing what we know they're capable of doing.
Yeah. When it comes to, again, record, everything is fine. Anybody that thinks that A.J. Minter was the problem last night, he wasn't. There was a strikeout, and I don't know if you made it to it, where Olsen and Riley struck out in back-to-back moments after they scored the run in the seventh. And I'm like, okay, there's your key to this game if they lose the game. I know a pitcher can actually lay one up, and he did. And that was a no-doubter. He knew it as soon as it left his hands, I think. But I don't blame A.J. Minter. You know, I'm looking, Nick and I both agree, we're looking at the offense, and those two strikeouts in the seventh inning, to me, were the turning point of the baseball game.
Well, look, you know, we talked, you know, me and Glav, whenever we did game, we talked all the time about tack on runs. And that's something I thought in years past, you know, the Braves have done so well, man, is they get that, you know, 4-2 lead in the sixth, seventh. And instead of giving that team time to come back, they just continue to tack on runs. And when you do that, man, it's demoralizing. But as you said, with not being able to do that and the ability to hit the long ball for, you know, the Mariners, that's kind of all it took. What I think it was, what, seven pitches there in the ninth inning is all it took.
Yeah, it was 3-0. He worked it to 3-2, but, boy, he hung one. He started walking off the mound as soon as it left his fingers.
Yeah, A.J. knew it. Yep. A.J. knew it. And you know what, dude? That's the life of a pitcher like that. I mean, you're gonna give up. I remember Billy Wagner having this talk sometime. He said, if you don't have thick skin in that position and you can't not forget about it and turn the page, he said, you will never be able to pitch in those big situations. And I think it's a great thing. I would expect in that same situation tonight, maybe not the ninth, but like the eighth, you'll see A.J. Minter. I think Snit will throw him back in there, and I love how he does that because he continues to show these guys that he believes in. A.J.'s done it for a long time. You know that's going to happen, and unfortunately, it happened with a one-run lead.
It was the polar opposite last night in Phoenix between the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. We talked about the Braves striking out 14 times. The Dodgers had 44 plate appearances without a strikeout last night. That's darn near impossible in today's game.
18 years for them.
It's incredible because I'll be honest, the Diamondbacks were kind of one of my surprise picks. I just thought they were going to build off a lot of what they did last year and continue to go, and they just kind of struggled this year, man. And so, you know, I think we all thought, right, that NL West was going to be such a juggernaut of a division. And I'm telling you what, man, it's I mean, you know, the Dodgers are kind of showing their class and the Padres are hanging tough. But those, let me tell you, those other teams, you know, are not showing, I think, like we thought they were.
Hey, real quick, when you were a young player, like going out to Seattle, would you go watch them throw fish? Like, is that something you do? Do you do that only once?
The touristy things?
I did there because, you know, you just never went there a lot, right? So, like, I'm like, I got to kind of see this, right? Like, it's pretty cool. So I think a lot of those guys will do that when they're there. And, you know, those type situations. But, you know, I will say this. You hear a lot of the older guys, right, say one back thing that they wish about their career is they would have spent more time getting out of the hotel and doing things. And I think guys do as they get older. I mean, you remember when you're 23, 24, man, you can sleep till 12:30, no problem. I mean, shit, BMAC used to sleep till 2:30 in the afternoon and then just get up and come to the park, you know? So
that's a roll and go. Yeah. Good for him. And
the problem is now, whether you want to wake up or not, you're up at 6:30.
Oh, yeah, you got no choice, right? You can have a great night, go to the Braves game, have a few pops. It doesn't matter. Your kids are waking you up the moment that sun rises.
Hey, did you ever use your, like, I know on golf courses you guys did. That's a tried and true thing in baseball. Smoltz would have the number for everybody. Take golf out of it. Like, did you ever ask to go to the Hollywood sign and say, no, I want to be right at the Hollywood sign? Or any of that go on in baseball where you guys get to use the name or somebody in the town to get you to stuff like that?
The coolest thing that we used to do, and I think is still done a lot for a lot of guys, is when they go to San Diego, is going out to the Navy SEAL base at Coronado. Mm-hmm. You know, they've always been great with welcoming, you know, big league players out there and the opportunity to see it. And let me tell you, man, I still remember when I'm out there, you know me, I'm not a huge gun guy never, but the guy was asking me, you know, he's got all the lingo, right? And he's like, so you know how to shoot this, right? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, who doesn't? You know, I'm not going to tell the guy I don't know. And I didn't realize the amount of whip that is on that gun when you shoot it, the kickback.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, the scope kicked back and hit me in the head above my eye. Oh. And, dude, I had this huge welt, And that night during the game, I legitimately had to wear like a size 8 helmet because my helmet would not go over my head.
So you're an inch and a half away from literally ending your career.
Probably. I mean, pretty close. But it's my fault, right? Like, that's stupidity. The guy would have shown me what to do, but I'm like, yeah, I know how to do this. You know?
And I'm a professional athlete. I can do anything.
Exactly. I know how to shoot a gun. Who doesn't?
I'm from Georgia.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, how I felt. It doesn't help, though, when you got, you know, Chipper there and all these other rednecks that know all the lingo and know everything. So I'm like, well, I'll never get invited back if I don't act like I know what I'm doing.
All right, so I'm assuming, have you been invited to hunt by these guys?
I have, and I'm not a great – be honest, man. I have no problem saying no to hunting now because, like, 4 hours, dude, I'm going out on the golf.
Would you ever get in a Blue Angels jet in that back seat?
I would. I think that would be cool. You know, I talked to Matt Ryan a lot about that because he did it out in Vegas. And he said, man, it was unbelievable. And, you know, when you hear Matt tell the story, it's phenomenal. And he's like, you know, guy said, I'm not going to do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. And so he said, as they got going, Matt was like, you can go a little faster. And he said about 10 seconds later, a guy looked over and Matt was about to pass out. Yeah. So it's like, guy slowed it down. But that would be cool. I would love to. I think that would be really cool.
Would you do a helicopter?
I've been in a helicopter.
Oh, you have?
Absolutely. I have. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, when you get Smoltzy, man, and you got to get to these golf courses when you're playing 36.
Whoa,
you know,
whoa,
he's only
whoa,
got
whoa,
one
whoa,
way
whoa,
to travel.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's a thing? Like, when I got to get to a golf course, the helicopter is available to us?
Well, it was to him, you know. I mean, I'm obviously not going to splurge on a helicopter somewhere.
As you said, Chris, you got to take advantage of the perks sometimes.
Yeah, motorcycles, yes or
yeah.
No? Motorcycle.
No, I don't trust myself. Okay. If there's a lot of ways that I'm gonna go on a motorcycle, is not one of them.
So how much fun was had at your expense when you had the welt above your eye?
Oh my God, dude, those guys wore me out. And I mean, that's the thing. Like I truly for like 4 games, because it would not go down quick. I had this massive helmet on, and so now I'm up there at the plate, right? And like if I shook my head, like my helmet moved so much. It wasn't a good deal. Put it that way.
So that's called a hematoma. You really don't want any of those in your life. Hey, what about the first time you went into the Fenway Wall?
That was cool because of my story with my dad growing up outside there and my grandparents being huge Red Sox fans. I mean, that was awesome for me because I still tell everybody all the time, like my two favorite parks by far are Fenway and Wrigley. It's just when you get there, you play in it, it's like, it's just the best, man. There's no places like it.
All right, last one. Did you get anything from your last game? Like, did you save anything from that game in particular?
Oh, yeah. I have the lineup card because if you remember, Don Mattingly would let a player manage, right? The last game of the season. You remember that? If the team was out of it, he would let – so Martin Prado, who's, you know, one of my close boys who I play with, he was our manager. And so he put me in right field. I played in right field the last game in 16, and he had messed up on a double switch. And so I had to end up going to play third base. So my last inning ever in the big leagues is at third base. How about that?
That's a great story to tell.
Right? And I always wanted to dive. So there was a ground ball I actually hit more at shortstop, and you can bet your butt I laid out at third base, man.
That's it. You got nothing to lose.
I
so
look like an idiot.
Well, you got to get it dirty, as they say. It's your last game. Get the uni dirty.
So as I always say, so I have that lineup card, and on it, it's got third base, Frank Gore. And I always just give – that's why I always tell Martin, you'd be a horrible manager. If you can't get that right, you can't – what are you going to do?
Jeff Francoeur, the Pure Athlete Podcast. May the 20th, Kirk Cousins going to be a part of it. North Point Community Church in Alpharetta from 6:30 to 8:15. You can get your tickets and be a part of it at pureathlete.com. Jeff, enjoy cleaning out the garage. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Francoeur on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Remember, all season, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round trip or discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires.
50% off,
well,
that kind of stuff.
It could be, Buck. The next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase, and the more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals at Tire Discounters. Learn more at tirediscounters.com/Braves. Could this dog be the number one pick next year? The bettors think so. Domino, you know what I say. It's never too early to go mocking. We go on campus next.
No, that's not even a mock draft.
It's Chiellini. It's
Domino.
The
guys who just got drafted haven't even signed yet. You can't do a mock draft.
Never,
I'm putting my foot. Watch this. Watch. What am I doing?
Too early. You're turning off your mic and you're walking out of the studio. Well, I guess I'm going to be a solo act for a couple of minutes next.
You got to read here. So.
It's Chiellini, it's Domino, it's The Fan. Take care of business, Chris. It's The Fan, 680-93.7 FM and The Fan app.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680-93.7 FM, 12 o'clock hour, driven to you by Wade Ford. It's this International Jazz Day.
This I kind of understand.
Yeah?
This sounds like somebody who's like, oh, I get it. You're playing piano. You're very good at it.
I think every jazz song has to have a stand-up bass.
Yeah.
I just figured that out.
Oh, and then they have the brush sticks on the hi-hat.
So with it being International Jazz Day, what's your favorite jazz song is the next platform question of the day.
Joey Blankoff back there had to tell me something about what I called it, what it really is. I don't care.
Well, Matt Lear is a drummer. He's just trying to help you out.
I don't care. He didn't need to help
you. What did you just call
him? That's a new one.
Jimmy Blankoff? I don't know.
Never heard that one before.
It was my nickname in high school.
One step closer to unionizing college football. That story in about 5 minutes as we talk some college football. JT Daniels is going to be joining us. He's a coach now, a graduate assistant at West Georgia. He'll join us at 1 o'clock.
His whole thing is like this amazing line. To this point, to that point, maybe it's a circle now that he's coaching, but... What's that song? I've been everywhere, man. Mm-hmm. He's the epitome of that. Maybe I don't want to play that. He might be insulted by that. But when I hear his name, that's the song that I hear in my head.
And the transfer portal, Justin Fields, JT Daniels, two Georgia quarterbacks, those names certainly come to mind.
How many conferences did he hit? Did he hit five conferences?
You may be right when all is said and done. JT Daniels, looking forward to that conversation at 1.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So I guess this isn't really a mock draft, Domino, if you want to stick around, but DraftKings, their sports book, based on the over-under win totals for the 24 season as they look ahead, put together the order of the draft. I won't call it a mock. They've got the Carolina Panthers at number one, hitting the reset button at quarterback, taking Carson Beck first overall, not Shedeur Sanders.
So not only is it not going to get better for Carolina, they're going to dump out. They're going to pull the chute on C.J. Stroud.
According to DraftKings, not C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, excuse me. This is the most disposable.
They should have taken C.J. Stroud.
I apologize. This is the most disposable thing, it seems, in the world now. Like my idea now, does it sound so crazy where you draft one every 4 years?
Yeah, maybe the Michael Penix thing isn't so crazy after all. I don't know. Shedeur Sanders they have going number 4 overall to Colorado.
Well, this is a mock draft.
Nick Scorton, edge rusher from Texas A&M. They have the Falcons taking him at 20.
So we're a playoff team.
It sounds that way.
Just barely in. Okay. All right, again, don't expect credit. I'm on the record. They're not getting credit for making the playoffs.
What if they win a playoff game? Do they get credit then?
Then we'll talk to them. How'd you win the game? Look, does this look like you're
still not willing to concede?
What'd you do? Did the other guy blow it? Did you outcoach him? I'm just telling you, my bar is not, oh, you're a playoff team, attaboy. I'm not giving it to you. You're supposed to be a playoff team. 6 years, 4 top 10 picks, $100 million on a quarterback. Change your coaching staff, change the everything of it. You don't get an attaboy.
Malachi Starks, they have going to the Eagles. Shockingly, the Eagles are going to take a Georgia player at 25. Just some of the highlights if you want to peruse and get involved.
I don't know if you know this. Jeffrey Lurie is actually going to NIL every guy on the Georgia football team. He's just going to give him money.
Well, speaking of which, I guess the leaders of college sports, according to ESPN, are now involved in deep discussions. That's the quote. To reach a legal settlement that would kind of lay out revenue sharing possibilities with athletes, because if they can't settle this thing, you're talking about schools having to pay out or at least receive from the NCAA 16 to 20 million.
Yeah.
So the NCAA is trying to figure out a way here.
Well, there's two things. There's an NIL antitrust case. Then the Big Ten and the
SEC
want to say, okay, well, let's do it. But you can't do one without the other. And I'm going to tell you.
The SEC and the Big Ten, if you're not aware, they're calling this the modern model, a revenue-sharing deal they are piecing together with players.
It's becoming the NFL. It's going to be a two-conference NFL thing. So get used to it. If you need to scramble to get in, do it now. But you have to have the other things settled for a lot of different reasons. I started to read about this stuff, and the NCAA is terrible in the courtroom. Terrible in the courtroom. The good news is they're easily pantsed. Is that still an expression we use?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're easily pantsed.
I don't see an issue with it.
Okay. Then I'm very good
at the wrong guy.
Now, getting Congress involved, getting judges involved, I'm not a big fan of that, but you have to get through one thing to get to the next. That's where you stand right now. And you know the funding for schools, like why? I think I told you this the other day. They're a nonprofit. There's a reason you stay a nonprofit, like Augusta, the Masters. I don't have to tell you anything. I don't have to give you my membership list. I don't have to tell you about any of my revenue. That's going to change. It's going to change. Because the NCAA, they're a nonprofit. It's kind of to me why they can't be involved in this. Because if you're going to tell me college is still going to be a nonprofit thing, that's hilarious. Because there's no such thing as a college being nonprofit.
So
they need money. They're going to have to tell, like Liberty Media.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only team, the Braves are the only team in baseball that have to put out what it is they make. Why? Because it's a publicly held company. We're inching closer to that, where universities are going to be publicly held companies. And the idea of, well, that coach makes how much? Get over that. That's been a thing forever. You got to stop thinking the way the NCAA thinks.
So it's also powerless, aside from being a nonprofit, because NIL, they could say whatever they want, really, about NIL, but it varies. The laws vary state to state. Now, if they allow what they could allow as far as, you know, almost unionizing college football, then everything changes.
Well, how much money do they have to pull in? Remember, the college football playoff isn't, it's like the Masters. It's not a PGA event.
It's a separate entity.
The NCAA basketball tournament is the NCAA basketball tournament. You know what football isn't? The NCAA playoff tournament.
Right.
It's not. They haven't even got that part right. They take in billions and billions of dollars, still get to declare themselves a nonprofit, and still going to tell you, hey, man, for years we didn't have enough. It's like, you know what it is, Nick? It's golf. We don't have enough money to give you guys. Now they're paying out $150, $30, $30, $15 million a year if you're the huzzah king of social media. All of a sudden, they found money when they had to. The NCAA doesn't want you to know they've had money, so they'd like to stay in a nonprofit mode.
But everybody knows they
have
money.
But you're going to be out. You're going to be out. You're not going to exist in a way that you have existed.
Meantime, UAB's entire football team has signed with the Athletes Organization. Now, they are a players' association aimed at representing the interests of college athletes on a national level. That sounds like a union to me, does it not?
Well, look, I know how you work things because I'm from a union environment.
Yeah,
so are you.
So am I, yeah.
Yeah, you fancy pants what it is you're doing for the player, the working man in this case. Just substitute. Read that again, but substitute the working man if it says player.
So UAB's entire football team is signed with the Athletes Organization. And take out a players association. It's a workers association aimed at representing the interests of college athletes. Or workers, in this case,
workers.
At a national level. It's a union.
Don't say players.
That's what this is. It's a union.
The working man. We're here for the workers.
So now the problem here is if you have more teams do this, like we said last week, we had an attorney email us. Then you can file workman's comp. Mm-hmm. This is furthermore, you think NIL is crazy. Wait till players start unionizing as far as all the fringe benefits you're going to be able to get.
So
I hurt my foot. Guess what? I would have made this, that, or the other had I been able to play.
Yeah, but I want
$5,000 a day.
You're not going to win a lot of those cases.
You're going to try to.
No, I know, but you're not going to win a lot of those cases. And you're going to chase your tail and end up paying your attorney. So just be prepared for that as well. We won't take any of your money. We'll take part of the settlement. Attorneys are going to get wise to the athlete thing. It's going to be a little tougher.
Yeah, but they're going to have to because this is going to be a union. If you got an entire team jumping aboard with Trent Dilfer as their coach.
It was a long time ago because it was Shane Battier. And I came in and said, look, it's going to happen in basketball because it's easier. The numbers aren't as big as football. And what it before there was really a football playoff, when it was a bowl game, if you say we're not playing on Saturday night at the NCAA Final Four, that's going to be the moment where you say we are not playing. We don't get enough. You guys don't give us enough. We're not playing. That's when I thought it was going to happen with basketball. It's gotten so out of control with the football money, and now with the football playoff, it could happen again. Instead of threatening, if you're Michigan, to say we're not going to play in your little world, they're going to make their own new world. Michigan doesn't want to say they're not going to play in the college football playoff. What they're going to say is we're going to start our own thing. You can call whatever it is you do what you do. They're not leaving to say in college basketball, you had a better chance to have somebody say, I'm not playing in the Final Four.
So here's David Pollack at his tournament yesterday stating the obvious when it comes to the NIL in college football.
What's frustrating is NIL was instituted for name, image, and likeness, was for you to capitalize on what you've done and when you've earned it. I don't like paying kids to come to school. That's what NIL has become, and it's not a surprise. Listen, the NCAA sucks, and they've made now transfer portal awful. These coaches, they got to recruit their roster during the season. They got to recruit their roster right when the season ends. Like, I just think that it's hard to build team. It's really hard to do it, and now it's becoming way more difficult with the individualization of sport.
And what a better time to talk to JT Daniels than in about 23 minutes from now, because he knows about the transfer portal. He knows about NIL. He was really one of the first to get the NIL, don't forget.
He might have started.
He had that Zaxby's card, if I'm not mistaken.
He might have started in college before NIL.
He did.
And then sort of lived through the portal.
He crossed over to NIL when he came to Athens.
Yeah. There's a year on the calendar where you go, well, hold on, I'm allowed to do this. Oh, I'm involved. I can now get a Zaxby's card. David Pollack also mentioned, by the way, what used to be done, used to be done.
Yeah, take a listen to this again, David Pollack yesterday.
Here's the thing, man. Name, image, and likeness. Okay, Joe, I'm going to put you in this.
Okay.
Finn can jump in this. NIL, to me, for all y'all out there, it stands for now it's legal. There was plenty of people that got plenty of goodies. Now, listen.
Be careful.
Now, listen, Pollack. Now, listen, Tech might not have paid as well, but there is plenty of people that were getting paid that got extra benefits. Consider my hand raised, okay? So you definitely had that going on, you know, back in the day still.
David Pollack with the locker room from his golf tournament yesterday. 6 to 10, you can hear the locker room here on The Fan. Driving you to work.
Absolutely nothing shocking. It's just a guy who, David Pollack's probably above that. Why would he be above that? I know he's a nice young man. Why would he be above that? What, are you not going to take the white walls? What, are you not going to take the meal? Like, what kind of person would you be? I'm not saying that everybody did it. And whether he's saying $1,000, $500, or just a nice meal, somebody took something.
Do you remember a few years ago, we were at Dan Tana's for an event, and Calvin Johnson was there.
Yes.
And I think he was eating.
Yes.
And I said, he was standing next to us. I said, are you allowed to be eating?
Right.
That free food here at Dan Tana's?
I think what he said
I'm not sure you're allowed to do that.
I think what he said was, I'm not here as Calvin Johnson, a football player.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I'm not kidding. I'm here as Calvin Johnson, a guy.
I said it out of legitimate concern.
Now.
Are you supposed to be taking that sandwich?
Now, if
those chicken fingers?
If towards the end of the night it turns into like they had a smoke shop back there, cigar place.
And you couldn't miss Calvin Johnson. I mean, everybody knew it was Calvin Johnson. Nobody looks like Calvin Johnson.
Well,
nobody.
Let's play theater. I'm going to pretend it's not me. I'm Calvin Johnson. I want you to say hello.
Aren't you Calvin Johnson?
Nope.
You look a lot like him, and nobody really looks like Calvin Johnson.
If at the end
of the... Cam Newton walking into a place. That's Cam Newton. Nobody looks like that.
Yeah, the clothes would give it away, too.
Well, that's a good point.
He looks like my Nana. But at the end of the night, if they would have went to the cigar place, and all of a sudden he's Calvin Newton, a football player, Calvin Johnson, a football player, and they started handing you free cigars, now he's in trouble. I think the chicken fingers, he was okay. He was there as a guy.
Gotcha.
Later on in the night, if they were like, oh, Calvin, sit around. Tell us some stories.
Yeah.
Hey, here's another cigar and a drink. Then I think you're in trouble.
Because he wasn't drinking. I think he was just having some of those fries there, those seasoned fries at Dan Tana's, and some chicken fingers.
He made his way through the line. I saw it. You saw it. What do I care? I couldn't care at the end of the day if his plate had a $100 bill taped to the bottom of it. What do I care? This is the thing that's never bothered me.
But now you can do those things.
Of course.
You can go have the free cigars.
Which, by the way, if you get busted in this day and age, you should be fired. There's nothing to be busted from. Like, you can't get busted. What's illegal? Well, you paid him to go to school. Prove it.
So do you have to say ahead of time You have to let the school know ahead of time.
I'm
that
Calvin Johnson, the guy. I'm going to dinner tonight.
Right. I'm going to have some, you know, chicken fingers and honey mustard.
No, that's not reasonable.
You can say that after the fact.
Although it is true. And by the way, look this up. We found out cream cheese was an extra added benefit.
Yeah, so that's why I'm asking.
No, he was. You're allowed to go eat.
Okay.
Somebody invites you to dinner, you're allowed to go eat.
During Monday's appearance on McElroy and Kubelik in the morning there in Alabama, Paul Feinbaum rated Nick Saban's performance as brilliant covering the draft. I do think some of his insight was pretty good. Like, for instance, Quinyon Mitchell went to the Eagles out of Toledo, 22nd overall, and his story is pretty well known that no one wanted him, and then he stuck with Toledo because they were really, after he had some academic problems, the only school that wanted him. And Nick Saban said, yeah, we were one of the schools that wanted him to come and play at Alabama. We were after him, but he wasn't entering the portal.
I also think I trust him as an assessor of a college player. He's been in the NFL where he can then extrapolate that out. I think he's going to be great for the sport in this capacity. Now, will he take a lead role in damning the NCAA, charging up a mountain, go to Congress, and do all those other things? I don't know. I'm not asking him to do it. It's like I told my buddy Tom.
He's not afraid
Fanning.
To be critical. He was critical of Amarius Mims.
But there is a certain point where you go, you've done your time. Now, if you want to do more, great. But you've done your time. I'm not asking Nick Saban to do it. He's 72 years old. He's earned the right to go on the boat. He's earned the right to show up on Saturday mornings on game day. If he wants to do more, great. Nobody should ask him to do more. He'll speak to it on a random Wednesday, perhaps, but I'm not asking that guy to lead the charge.
Also, are you aware of Bolt TV? Do you know what this is? Because I don't either. They announced Monday they will have a docuseries coming called Grit and Glory, Journey to the Draft, spotlighting new Denver Broncos quarterback Bo Nix. From his declaration for the NFL draft through the combine and his pro day at Oregon, the series chronicles Bo Nix and his journey from Auburn, where he won the SEC Freshman of the Year, defeated Alabama in the Iron Bowl, and met his now wife, Izzy, and experienced transformative seasons at the University of Oregon.
That's a lot of stuff that you just told me.
Additionally, there's more. The series dives deep into Bo's combine and pro day training, all on Bolt TV.
I'm not interested. I don't think I'm going to be subscribed to Bolt or Bolt Plus. I have something more interesting about Bo Nix coming up in the dump. I'm not even kidding. What you just said, they're doing a whole TV thing. I, in 28 seconds, will give you something more interesting
like
about Bo Nix.
I like it a lot. This will not be happening for the first time in 20 years. We kind of touched on it earlier. We'll tell you, in case you missed it, what's happening again. A brief NBA minute is next. JT Daniels coming up at 1 o'clock. It's Chiellini. It's Domino. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM and The Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
I'm watching the movie Casino. 1247, Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. It's International Jazz Day. What's your favorite jazz song is the X Platform question of the day. Braves in Seattle again tonight after losing 2-1 last night. 9:40 first pitch, Ronaldo Lopez on the hill, the Ford leadoff show at 8:25. Max Fried, 6 innings of no-hit baseball last night. His scoreless streak is now at 15. That's your Wellstar Wellstat of the day. From managing chronic conditions to staying on top of screenings, the experts at Wellstar will partner with you to help you feel your best. Together, we can create a personalized game plan to help keep you healthy. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care. So we said it earlier, Chris, in case you missed it, for the first time in 20 years. The second round of the NBA playoffs will not feature LeBron, Steph, as in Curry, or Kevin Durant. First time in 20 years.
And as the changing of the guard is maybe officially happening before our eyes, it doesn't mean these guys are going away. It just means, okay, are they the biggest stars? Certainly the biggest names, but are they the best players' biggest stars combination? It looks like the $1.2 billion deal that TNT has is going to be at least double to $2.5 billion. And remember, the exclusive negotiating rights have now passed. So it's open, and there's talk that NBC is absolutely going to throw their hat in the ring to go back.
Yeah, as you said, NBC reportedly prepared to pay $2.5 billion for the NBA package. And Warner Brothers Discovery, of course, that's the TNT under that umbrella network. They can match it, but their average fee is $1.2 billion under the current deal. So we may see a lot more AEW wrestling. And maybe you bring back WCW, even though it's owned by the WWE now, on TNT and TBS. That 6 o'clock wrestling show may come back. Who's to say? Because you're not going to have the revenues now. Don't forget, you have to charge carriage prices to be on DirecTV, Dish TV, what have you, Comcast. And that value is going to go down if you lose the NBA, right? It's going to go down exponentially.
Yeah, it's. I don't know if it's the biggest product they have, but I would assume it's certainly the biggest expense that they have. When you start adding up the contracts of Shaq and Charles and Kenny and Ernie.
They'll go to NBC.
Yeah, they have to go together.
Seems logical.
Somebody would be really dumb to just go, no, we're going to do it better than them, or we're going to do it as well.
Did you see Kenny trip and fall?
I did.
Running up the steps last night?
Do you know what's hilarious about that? Did you see that a couple of nights before that when he okey-doked him? Might have been on Sunday. When he said, oh, yeah, it was Sunday. He said, it's the Lord's day to rest. I'm not running. Everybody just calm down. Boom. Then he took off running. And even Shaq gave him a high five. He said, that's the best one you've done. Then one day later, he fell down going up the steps. In case you don't know, he's got a very, very big TV screen that he runs to. And he wants to make sure that he beats Shaq to that board. And he didn't quite make it yesterday. He fell down.
Now thankfully.
To the chagrin of all of them.
Thankfully, he was able to catch his fall, so he wasn't injured, but. Yeah,
nobody's done it better. You're not going to duplicate it. You're not just bring them over. And I'm going to tell you this though. Here's my problem. NBC.
Does Round Ball Rock come back? The John Tesh song now? Do you bring that back and really go old school?
Yeah, probably. NBC. How long has it been? 1990 or whatever the hell it is.
Long time.
Been a long time since they've been in the NBA business. No. You know what? I'm not doing it. I got Anthony Edwards. I got new stars. I'm not doing it. Look, your grandfather. Oh, remember that? Yeah, I don't care. I can find something new.
What's that guy's name?
The original.
Not Tesh. Andrew C.K. Is that his name? The instrumentalist?
I don't know that.
Got long hair? Andrew W.K. Like, who's going to see Andrew W.K.? Because there's always crowds there. Like, when John Tesh used to do concerts, people showed up. I'm trying to figure out who's doing this.
I'm going
to
ask you.
It's like the Dave Matthews Band. It's at work.
This is where you're wrong. Because let's go look right now with Yanni's networking. But look at Yanni.
I know.
But look at Kenny G. More people are doing this than you think.
Well, my question is this. Who? Because I don't know anybody that's doing it.
Well, this song's called Party Hard, so people who like to party.
It's like the shows on CBS. I don't know anybody that watches those shows, and yet the numbers are through the roof.
You want to know why? Ask me why.
Why?
Because your Nana's dead. That's why. Because you don't know anybody that old.
I guess. I mean, I don't have a Nana that's watching it right now.
All right, I got Yanni at 50 million and Kenny G at 100 million.
Yeah, somebody's watching. And Yanni, by the way, didn't play his finances right then if he's only worth 50. Now, I'm assuming, I don't know if he's really Greek. I'm assuming he is. He has to, just for appearances, he has to have an unbelievable house on a hill in Greece, right? Right, doesn't he?
Well, you have to live the gimmick. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
If you're Yanni, yes.
And John Tesh comes in at the lowest at $30
million. How is he worth $30 million?
Because you're not aware of what's going on in the world. You're rabbit-holing. You're looking at stupid things. You care about wrestling. You're not. Your eyes aren't up.
Yeah, you're right. I do care more about wrestling than John Tesh.
But I'm saying your eyes aren't up. You're closed. Let me break this to you. You're closed-minded, and it's how we started the show. Just learn something.
I'm trying.
My point is, how did you not know that those guys were worth a lot of money? You keep saying, who does this?
I know
enough people that they're that rich.
Well, I know they're worth that kind of money. I just don't understand how.
And speaking of wrestling, last night, Patrick Mahomes turned heel on, I guess, Chiefs Nation, and with Raw being in Kansas City, and gave his Super Bowl rings to the bad guys to punch the good guys in the face like brass
knuckles. It went awry.
Well, yeah, the guy ducked and he hit his own partner.
Do you think those were his real Super Bowl rings?
I doubt it.
There is no way he gave him his real Super Bowl rings to punch somebody.
Well, then again, seriously doubt that.
Wrestling is fake. I've told you this forever. If he didn't give him his real Super Bowl rings, more fake.
You remember Kurt Angle first started wrestling in the WWF at the time. He had his real gold medal, and somebody had to pull him aside and say, dude.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, put that away. What's the matter with you?
Yeah. We'll make you one.
You can't wear that into the ring. What are you, nuts?
We can go to the dollar store and buy a chocolate
one. Yeah, who's going to know?
Nobody cares. Yeah, he did hand him three rings, and they were big rings. Maybe they were those replicas that you could buy. But then it went awry just as he was about to face punch. Boom, one duck out of the way, you hit the other.
And gave him the Logan Paul. So you'll see it in the Raw recap when you get around to it, Nick. I know you were busy watching the Braves game last night. Yeah.
So
I watched the recap. It takes about an hour as opposed to 3 hours. That's another thing I do every Saturday morning. I watch the SmackDown recap. Every Tuesday afternoon at the gym while I'm doing cardio, I watch the Raw recap.
It saves
a lot of time.
If I give you three things to watch instead of that 1 hour on Saturday morning, I don't want your whole hour. If I give you 10 minutes of something, I go, just watch this again.
Because last night I was watching the Braves and watching the Lakers get eliminated. Didn't have time to watch Raw.
I understand.
Busy man.
We were talking about the rabbit hole in that.
Gotcha.
You admit it to 35 minutes, which is a minimum of 50.
Okay, maybe.
And you admit you don't learn anything.
No.
Now, I'm sorry. Like, you don't even deny that you learn nothing when you do this, right? You used to tell me, well, then I found out. Blah, blah,
I mean, I learned out. Some things, but they're of no use.
Right. 10 minutes. If I give you 10 minutes of just, hey, watch this.
You're going to spoon feed me. Is that what you're saying?
What?
Spoon feed me important information. That's fine. We got to start someplace.
I don't want to say important.
Dip my toe in the water.
It's just things that you should know. And maybe you find yourself interested. You go another 10 minutes.
Here's something else I found out yesterday. Chris Mad Dog Russo is like you when it comes to Knicks fans. He said it's the first round. Stop. Do we have the Mad Dog going off similar to Chris D'Amino when it comes to the Knicks? So you two are kindred spirits. Perhaps you can talk about this the next time he comes on.
You know what it is, though, I find? I'm always like 4 days ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
He's a little late to the party. What's he want to say?
But here's the Mad Dog.
And the Knicks fan, you know, Knicks in five, Knicks in... Guys, it's the first round, Knicks in five. Stop! They've won two championships. They beat the Sixers 97-92, and you would have thought they won their 10th straight NBA championship. I mean, I could not believe when I saw the video nonsense from yesterday. A bunch of Knicks fans who don't know their asses from their elbow when it comes to the Knicks. And to top it all off, Sixer fans allowed the Knicks in their building.
Exactly. I keep telling you, they're insufferable.
My dynamic duo, how things going?
I agree 1,000% with him, but I've just known it longer.
Things good?
All. Yeah, it's good, Chris. But thank you for doing what you did. It's a public service announcement. Knicks fans celebrate singular playoff wins. That's what they do.
That's what
they have.
Remember, when the Hawks defeated them, they won a couple of those games in that series, and they were going at Trae Young.
Oh, MFing them, standing in the streets. Really, by the way, it was like stuff that you're not...
And if Trae Young came out there, they go, hey, it's Trae Young! There he is! It's Trae! That's what they would do.
Well...
They would say nothing...
You're not from there, so you shouldn't have done that.
They would say nothing menacing to his face. A couple of those guys, they'd crap themselves. Then they would say that.
There he is! That's really hell, boy! Yeah.
As he was driving away... Like you, Trae Young.
Yeah, then they would say that again.
They
would
celebrate.
Go back into character.
Look, and they're all proud. We took over Philadelphia's building. They're insufferable. I'm going to say this.
I'd like to throw rotten fruit at them.
For 20 years, I've been trying to tell people.
Is that assault if you throw rotten fruit at somebody?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, then
of course
I can't do that.
You know that. You can't throw anything at people. It's always assault.
It's not going to hurt them.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Stain their shirt.
Yeah, a brick, you're probably getting more trouble.
I wouldn't do that.
A tomato, you're still in trouble. There's levels of trouble. I've been saying again.
And a tomato is a fruit. It's not a vegetable.
Gee, thank you again.
Listen, you're being way too defensive. I know that you know. Just trying to help others.
They jump up and down like they rule the world. New York Knicks basketball.
Here's the Becca. You come to the Becca, you... probably eliminate us.
Again, do you know where there's been better days in Madison Square Garden than Knick games? The circus. And where's the circus? It's defunct. There's no more Ringling Brothers. It was the best thing that building had going for it in a long time.
He was undefeated as a starter. He's got a national championship ring. JT Daniels talks about his time at Georgia. In fact, beyond that, his long road traveled when he joins us next here on Domino and Cellini. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a Mad Men's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.